Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
The imprint of what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transforming Your Life with Cynthia Fontaine. I apologize if you didn't see the posting for the show because I'm actually in the process of deciding on a new day and time for the show because we have, let's see, one, two, three more weeks of this month, and then we're into January 1st. And out of the next 4 weeks, two of those weeks are holidays, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And also I'm trying to get my schedule coordinated so that I have more things on one day rather than chopping my days up in the middle of the day. And so I want to keep Thursdays open for clients and also other things as well. So So I am going to be moving the show to Wednesdays. I'm just trying to figure out a time because my Wednesdays are usually pretty full. But I believe it's looking like right now the time is probably going to be 11:30 to 12:30 Wednesday mornings, and that's East Coast time. So the new time and day of the show beginning next week will be Wednesdays at 11 a.m. So I'm excited about that. And if you would like to call into the show today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. And if you would like to learn more about me and or schedule an appointment, I also do classes and group gallery readings. I also do past life regression, individual and groups. So if you're local to the New England area, southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, etc., even southern Maine, southern New Hampshire, you can contact me if you would like to set up a group. For individual readings outside of my immediate area, I do phone or Skype readings, and I normally run a special for Christmas. It's only a one-week special. It's the only time of the year that I have a special. I have special pricing, so you may want to keep an eye out for that. I will post that on Facebook. And also my website. So watch for Christmas week for that special for individual readings. I also do healings locally and also distance healings. So if you are interested or in need of healing, I do healings for all sorts of things. I have many clients who have everything from cancer to diabetes to back problems and so forth. So, again, so you can contact me if you are interested in either individual readings or group readings. Now, my website is simple, just my name, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And you can also find my social media connections on my website. And so like me on Facebook, and you know, the thing to on my Facebook is to like my public page, because honestly, nothing really happens on my private page. The public page is where all the action is. And that is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium, master healer, and teacher. And I have a whole bunch of new likes this week. And so I would like to welcome in, oh my goodness, where did we start here? Wow, there's lots of them. Liza, Donna, Silvanos, Elizabeth, Vi, Tidy, Betty, Amanda, Sheila, Kelsey, and Patty. So welcome to my Facebook page. It's great to have you here. And I love all you guys there. And I try to post pretty regularly on there, usually a couple of times a day. And, you know, I post interesting messages or information to help you in your daily life. So today we're going to talk about a couple of things. And one of the things we're going to talk about is spirit and spirit beings and residual energies, and how energies that people who have gone before you, say in a business or in a home, can affect your daily life. And I have an interesting story to share with you about that. If you've listened to my show before, you know that I recently moved. And if you're listening for the first time, now you know I recently moved. And so the show is involving or revolves around moving and an object which I brought with me. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, I want to touch a little bit about what's going on with the astrological scene this week. And really, this is not just for this week, but this projects all the way for the end of the year and into next year. because we're at a really, really important time right now. And, you know, the age, this has been predicted, and I started talking about this back in the 60s, the age of Aquarius. And, you know, what does that really mean? Almost everybody's heard of the age of Aquarius, but again, what does it mean? Well, what it means is we've been dominated by the patriarch systems for thousands and thousands of years. And we are now being shifted and supported astrologically to change into a matriarchal society where the feminine really takes charge of how we live our lives and how we govern, you know, our government and our workplaces and everything. So we have some really, really big changes on the horizon. And it can be tough navigating when you don't have a compass figuring out, you know, well, oh my gosh, I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I can't fit in this job anymore, and what do I do? And, you know, and I'll give you an example of my own work where I worked for the Postal Service for 26 years, and you can imagine that's a very matriarchal type system where it's pretty strict with the rules and, you know, it's basically almost like being in the service. You know, if you don't show up for work, you're AWOL and postal inspectors and all that stuff going on. And as a very highly sensitive and intuitive person, that was a difficult place for me to work. So I had to adapt so it would work for me. And this period that we're going through is all about adapting to make this time work for you for the most benefit of your life. And we're going through a big transformation, and transformation always means letting go of things, letting go of the past, letting go of perhaps a job or a relationship, letting go of anything that limits you from your evolutionary growth, growing into the fabulous person that you were meant to be, that you came here to bring your gifts, and only you can bring your gifts out into the world. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to be on the radio like I am, or you have to be a public figure, or you have to speak or teach or anything like that. Your gifts may just be bringing your own uniqueness into your family. If you're a homemaker, then and you love it and you feel wonderful about that and you give the best to your family, that's your gift and that's your contribution that you came to make in this lifetime. So honor that. So wherever you are, whatever you think your gifts might be, honor that and don't diminish even the smallest contribution that you make to society or to your family, or even to yourself if you're single. Honor yourself and show up for yourself. That's important. So often, you know, we can show up for other people, but when it comes time to showing up for ourselves, to do what's important, and even just to show ourselves love and compassion, that is most often the most difficult place for us to really show up. So I encourage you to start showing up for yourself. Remember, as we are going through this transformational process, and it's things are to be let go of now, remember that there are always things that are constant in your life. That if you're feeling overwhelmed about letting go of things and changing, you know, like I said, I just went through a huge move and a big downsizing where I went from 8 rooms to 4 rooms. And it was very liberating for me. And I have to say, it was a fantastic move. I love my new place as I'm sitting in my sunroom looking out over the water. It's just fabulous. And so I love my new place, and I had no remorse about letting go of the past and old things in my life, like the dining room set that I had been strangled on the table, you know, many years ago by my ex-husband. But there were a couple of things that I just couldn't get rid of. They didn't sell at the yard sale. My friends didn't want them. And I knew that it would be in my best interest not to bring these two particular items with me. And yet, when it came down to it, in the end, because in the pressure of moving and getting things ready and organized and then trying to get everything done, they ended up getting packed on the truck and came to the new house. And these two objects are mirrors, which is, I'm going to relate into our topic today about spirit beings, how they affect our daily lives, and how inanimate objects hold the energy of people who have been before us. And really importantly, mirrors hold the energy of everyone who has looked into that mirror, even just for a brief second. And also, they can also hold the energies of a place. So my last house that I just moved from was quite haunted when I bought it, though I didn't know that for the first 11 months. I had suspicions that there was something going on with the house, but of course, had I known prior to buying it, I would not have bought it. But Spirit needed me to really get on my path and do my work seriously, because back in 99, I was doing this work, but, you know, it was more like a hobby. Channeled since I was 19, but I only did it for family and friends and the occasional spontaneous channeling when I would just go into a trance, not even realizing it was going to happen. But now I know how to control all that. So anyway, going back to the house was haunted. And it's funny because this one mirror that I brought with me, I actually bought for the new house. But when I bought it, I still lived in the old house. And for the longest time, I left it in my car. I would never take it in the house. And then one day, I decided to bring it in the house. Knowing better, I brought it in the house anyway, because I had a space in the kitchen that I needed a mirror for. And I'm going to say stupidity, because it really is, because I know better, I brought the mirror in the house and had it hanging up for a couple of months, and then brought the mirror with me. I've actually brought two of them with me. And it was so funny because I was working with my apprentice yesterday, who I meet with every Wednesday. And she turns to me at one point and says, you've got something that you brought from the other house. She's getting very good, I have to say. And, I see stars, and I'm just listening, and I let her continue on, and she says, and I saw a mirror, and because I had said that even though the vibration of this property that I'm in now resonates at a 21,000 on the Bovis scale, which is a very high level, and it's the level where you can work with the celestial beings, and it's even above working with the angels and the archangels. And I said, but I can't connect with my guides when I'm in this house, and I don't understand it because the vibration is so high. Now, of course, in the other house, I couldn't meditate in the house for years and years and years till I finally was able to clear it and maintain the clearing for any long period of time. Because there were so many spirit people in the house, my guides would just protecting me and spent all their time protecting us in the house rather than communicating with me. So now here I am again in this new place with this fabulous energy, not being able to connect with my guides. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And what it comes down to is my student says, you have a mirror that has stars around it that needs to be cleared. And I went, damn it. I knew I shouldn't have put that mirror up in the other house. And I knew I shouldn't have brought it once I did bring it from the other house. And so now I have begun the process of clearing this mirror. And if any of you have followed my story with the old house, it took me, oh my God, 10 years to clear that house and keep it cleared. It was a constant process because it is such an energetically sensitive property that anything, the littlest things could open the field up of this house and all hell would break loose again. I'll give you an example. Last Christmas time, I had an open house for my line of all natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, which, by the way, you can also find a link on my website for that. Or Alchemy of the Earth has its own website, and it's just the name again, Alchemy of the Earth, which I am going to be promoting for the holidays. And I have some brand new products that I'm going to be really excited to announce. And the best one, or one of the best ones, is a Himalayan salt bar that you can use in the shower for everyone who can't, for whatever reason, take a bath. If you don't have a bathtub or you can't get in or out of the tub, this is a clearing bar that clears, does the same thing that my bath salts do, and it clears all the energetic stuff that you pick up from other people out of your energy field. So I will be putting those on the website this week. And again, that kind of ties into our subject of clearing, because we also pick up energetic things from other people as well. And it's really important to begin to learn what is yours and what belongs to other people and learn how to release those things. But that will be another radio show, because that is a really big topic in itself. So be aware that people who you invite into your home, objects that you bring into your home, they all have their own energy. Just because you know something is a solid object doesn't mean that it doesn't have energy or hold energy, especially mirrors. So if you are someone who loves antiques, keep in mind that the energy of the people who have owned the antiques prior to you will be embedded deep into the object, and especially with mirrors. I know of one story where this woman bought this antique dining room. It was an antique bedroom set, and she put it in the spare bedroom, and she never liked antiques, didn't have any interest in them, but for some reason, what kept feeling like she needed to put an antique bedroom set into this house that she had recently bought. And so she went to a local antique shop or consignment shop, and she bought this set and particular bedroom. And then, strangely enough, she wallpapered the room with wallpaper that had little pink roses on it, which was totally not her style. You know, she's more contemporary, and this totally went up against everything that she liked as personal style. And when it came down to it, this is so interesting, the house that she bought, the woman who owned it, furniture, ended up in a local antique, I can't remember if it was an antique or a consignment shop, the very same one that she went to purchase the set for this house. And it was the woman's furniture who owned the house that she bought and the family sold the house and put all the furniture for sale. And this woman was so attached to her home and her furniture that she somehow was able to get this woman to go to the store, buy her antique furniture, and put it back in her bedroom, and then wallpaper the room with the wallpaper that she loved. So that is a cool example of how strong spirit can work, even once they have left the body, especially when they're so attached to things. And, you know, that's a really big example. And it's not a typical example, but it can happen. And it has happened. And so the woman didn't understand it all. And then somewhere along the line, she had learned the rest of the story, that the woman that passed away, this was her furniture, who owned the house. And, you know, so anyway, so it's a cool story. But so think about, before you buy things, think about that and know that the energy of the people who have owned it is going to be in that object. And you don't, it's not always good energies either. My medicine woman brought home something. She loves antiques, and she's usually very good about clearing things before she brings them into the house, or knowing, you know, when not to buy something and when to buy something. And so, but she, for whatever reason this time, didn't follow her norm, just like me with the mirrors, and she didn't clear this object. And it had really negative things attached to it, and crazy things started happening in her house. So if you have brought an object into your house or a piece of furniture, and then all of a sudden crazy things start happening, like pipes may leak or windows may bust or you might fall down the stairs or whatever, really pinpoint what it is that you've brought into the house, and then get rid of it or have a professional clear it or let you know if it can even be cleared. It's such an interesting topic, and we can go so deep with this. And because we have the planet supporting us, back now to the astrology of what's going on with letting go of things. If you have something in your house that just doesn't quite feel right, it's never felt right, somebody has given it to you, but you don't really love it, it belonged to one of your ancestors, but you just haven't been able to get rid of it because it belongs to them, you know, or whatever. If you have something that you've bought and it's just never felt quite right, now's the time to release it. Let it go. And be sure that you do a little ritual. It doesn't have to be big or time intensive or anything. And just ask that all your energies be released from the object before you get rid of it. So that way your energies aren't being passed on to the next person either. Because then, you know, there are people out there who perform magic, black magic, and one of the things that they do is they get an object of the person whom they want to perform whatever on, you know, could be whatever, a love spell or a curse or whatever. And they use the object that belongs to the person because your energy is stored in this object. I am going to take callers in a few minutes. We do have callers on the line, and I thank you for calling in. So if you have an energetically sensitive house or questions, you know, if your house is spiritually inhabited or whatever, please feel free to call in today, and we can talk about that, and I can probably help you with that as well. So let's see. All right, we're going to go back to the astrology a little bit, because I want to give you some more tips of how to maneuver this time, because the holidays are always a emotionally up and down time for so many people. You know, we have to deal with family members, and it's rare that, you know, families all get along and issues don't come up. And, you know, relationships are where we work out our stuff, our issues, and get to know ourselves on a deep level. And so we have to have relationships in this world. We can't be monks in, you know, a cave. Well, you could be, but, you know, what fun is that? I'm sure the monk might think it's fun. But, you know, our mission now, and especially if you have a spiritually inspired mission, is to bring that out into the world. It's time to take off your cloaks and reveal who you really are. It's really about that. It's about remembering to connect something bigger to you, to connect into spirit and the divine, because that is a constant. Just like the sunrise and the sunset is a constant, you know it's going to happen. And when was the last time you watched a sunrise or a sunset? So if you're going through stuff, if you're letting go of stuff, if you're feeling emotionally charged or insecure, remember to connect into the divine and watch a sunrise or sunset and know that there are things that can never be taken away from you. Okay? Remember that. And it's important things. Sometimes relationships have to change for us to spiritually grow. And sometimes it means that it's letting go of the relationship. And sometimes it means the relationship changing into something different, into a different level. All right, so I'm going to go to the lines. And the first caller is area code 303. And the last four digits are 1460. So caller, I'd like you to tell me what you're grateful for. And have, and this is for all the callers, have a specific question, okay, on one particular topic, okay? So be really specific because it's best for the radio, for me, and for all our callers and listeners to have a specific question rather than a very broad question because it just, it's not possible to fit it in on radio time. And as some of you may have heard 2 weeks ago, we had someone in the chat room who was upset because she felt I had taken too long with a caller because the caller was not in crisis. And I just want to let everybody know that I focus on you as an individual when I'm working with you. And I work on spirit time. I don't work by a clock. And when spirit has finished delivering the message, then I'm done. And for some people, you know, that is, they don't like the way I work because they feel like somehow they're being deprived or cheated or whatever. And that's their own personal stuff that they have to deal with. So know when you call into my show that I will give you total directed attention. And that, you know, we'll work on one specific topic. Okay. So again, this is area code 303 and the last four digits, 1460. Hi caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Who's this?
This is Randy.
Randy. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I am grateful for my family. And,
nice.
And my question is, do you see it getting, I had a situation at work, and is it going to get better, or am I going to find another job, or?
Okay. The place that you work, it looks like that it's a smaller environment. So in other words, it's not a big company, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And do you work directly with two people, two other people? Are they in your office or they're above you? Because
I share an office with two people.
Okay, because my guides are showing me that you worked with two people, and it looks like you're in the same space. And it looks like it's mixed right now, okay? And is there one other person that you share the office with that's involved in this situation?
Just one person.
Just one person, right. Yeah.
One of those people, yes,
that's what my guides are saying. They're just bringing one person forward. And it looks like there's sort of a bit of a, I want to say almost like a tattletale.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they're
exactly.
Yeah, and they're sort of like, because, and the whole reason is it takes the shining off of them, so to say. Okay, so it takes the focus off of them.
Exactly,
so
it makes her look like a saint.
Yeah. So they make a point.
And I didn't do anything that bad, but now I feel like I'm demonized.
Well, and it's only because this person is afraid that they'll look at their work situation. Okay. The best thing that you can do is just be honest with whatever the situation is. That,
well, the situation is that I didn't want to get the flu shot, and they wanted me to wear a mask. And so I said I would wear. I promised I would wear the flu shot in with. I mean, I would wear the flu. I would wear a mask in with patients, but I didn't want to wear it all the time in the hallway. I mean, first of all, it makes me feel like, you know, there's something wrong with me, and second of all, I can't breathe in the stupid mask. So I just asked if I could just walk down the hallway just to go to a meeting without wearing a mask, and she says no, you have to wear it, and I'm like, and then she like runs and she tells like supervision, and now I'm like, I think it's like the talk of the nursing home. I got sent home.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't even, I'm a very like good employee. I mean, I'm do what I'm supposed to do. I go above and beyond what I'm supposed to do. And now I feel like this one thing has just set me back so much.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, I'm just going to do a little clearing around you, okay? And I would like you to keep in mind that where your attention goes, energy flows, okay? So I want you to focus on what you want the outcome to be. So if you want to be, you want it to be okay for you not to wear the mask in the hallways or, you know, whatever, I want you to focus on that and focus on the people who would be the authorities in making that decision. And just keep sending little messages out and say, you know, it's okay. The people who have the flu shot are protected. So I'm the only one at risk.
I'm not, okay. I know, I'm not sick.
Right. And so
I'm not causing people to get sick.
Right. And so you may want to remind them of that, because I feel like you will be called in or brought into the office. You know, I don't feel like that the discussion is over on this. I feel like that you will be called in and there'll be some discussion. And I want you to remember not to get so emotional, okay? And just
I can't help it. It's just in my blood to get emotional. I'm so passionate about my feelings about this.
I know.
That it's just, and I'm so angry.
Okay, so
I almost quit, and then I pulled myself back, and I said, forget it. I was going to go in there and suck it up.
Okay, now remember, if you quit, you can't collect unemployment.
I know. Oh, actually, I told them I wanted them to fire me, and they're like, no, we're not firing me. You need to write a letter that you're quitting.
No,
and
don't
then,
do that. Don't do that, because then you can't collect unemployment. It's a whole battle.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
So
yeah, I knew that.
Make them fire you.
I know.
Anyway, check with the laws of your state to be sure, you know what I mean? But anyway, so what I want you to do is I want you to beat the pillows at home before you go in. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know, if I stay there, it's just going to be an uncomfortable situation. What I really want is I want another job, but I want her to still write me a good recommendation. That would be ideal. Because
so
I mean, just because it's one thing, I don't think I deserve not to get a recommendation.
I totally agree with you there. So that if that's what you really want, then that's the approach that you take. And, you know, you go in, you come in from a heart-centered place. So before you go in, beat the pillows at home. And then oh, darn. Home, sorry. I don't know. I have this new computer system, and for some reason, when I have the computer open, it rings into my computer. And I don't know how to change it. But anyway, so beat the pillows before you go in. And also, I want you to do some 3 nice deep breaths before you go in. And as you're breathing in, visualize the breath going in your sinuses, or, you know, circling through your brain cavity and everything. And then come bring it down into your heart, into your chest. And as you exhale, exhale through your chest. And that will bring you from the thinking mind, where you get the emotions and you have the passion, bring you down into your heart and say, you know what, this is okay. And so before you go in, focus on sending the energy to the person who you want the recommendation from, that, you know, this is the right thing. I'd really like this recommendation, and just be positive that you'll get it, okay? And you can also send that in. You can also use the violet flame to do that. Call in Saint Germain if you have any affiliation with or believe in saints or anything like that, or that type of energy. And you can call in Saint Germain to transmute the energy and send violet flame throughout the whole place. And it's unbelievable the shifts that can happen when you use the violet flame and Saint Germain to transmute the energies at work. And you know, when I was still working for the government, I did that. I had been out on an injury, and I was really nervous about going back. And anyway, you know, I'm the rebel who doesn't like to follow the rules. So I would do things
like me.
Yeah. Well, that's a charismatic leader. That's normal. And they didn't know what to do with me because I was a great employee. I was a career employee. I had over 25 years in at that time. And they had finally just given up for years. They threatened that they were going to fire me because I was always late for work. And, you know, I mean, not drastically late, but it would be 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And, I was a single mom with 2 kids. And I'm like, look, it is what it is. Just fire me if you have to, but I'll never be on time. And so over the years, they tried all kinds of things and letters of warning and reprimand and suspensions and whatever. And I finally looked at them and said, you know, I'm getting ready to retire. You know, my retirement paperwork has been in. It took me 2 years to get retired. They kept losing my package. So anyway, I said, you know, just let me do my thing, make my own schedule until I get retired, and it'll all be good. And I had concentrated on sending the Saint Germain and the violet flame through the building and to the people and everything, and leveling the energy out for weeks before I went back to work. And, you know, they let me finish out my last 6 months making my own schedule, which changed daily.
Wow, cool.
And just let me do my thing. Yeah, it was great.
All right, I'm definitely going to try that approach.
Yeah, it's really a powerful tool to use. And then, so the other thing is, because I feel like you probably, they want you to return through at least the holidays.
Right. Exactly, because she's going on vacation, so she needs me until then. Exactly.
Right. So they're gonna want you to return at least through the holidays. It looks like they are gonna ask you to wear the mask, there may be some compromise that you can negotiate with them, and just say from a heart center place again. And if you find yourself getting anxious or getting passionate or, you know, about it, and you feel like you're gonna blow your top, remember to take those breaths, okay? Come back to center and say, well, you know, really, I'm the only one who is at risk. The people who have the flu shot aren't at risk. So, you know, I understand your policy, but really it's kind of a silly policy.
Right, but it's a law. It's the law is what they're trying to tell me, but it is a law. I get it.
Right. So, it looks like they are going to ask you to wear the mask. It looks like, but there may be some kind of compromise, like if you're in an office by yourself or whatever, you know, they might be okay.
Right, that's it. If I'm in my office by myself, yes, then they told me that already.
Right, okay. So, and it looks like they're going to stick to that. But they are definitely going to want you through the holidays. I don't see anything that you have lined up yet. Have you put out feelers, applications, or anything?
I started to.
Okay, because there's nothing
to do. There's nothing brewing because there's not that many jobs out there.
Yeah, well, there's nothing solid yet, right there. You know, so you're gonna have to consider that as well. So again, check your laws with your state about unemployment. And most laws.
Do you think they're going to fire me though?
Well, most laws, if you don't quit, they're not going to fire you. Well, if you don't wear the mask, they're going to fire you.
Oh, if they don't wear the mask.
Yeah.
But if I wear the mask, then I'm going to be okay.
Then you're going to be okay. So if you want to get fired, don't wear the mask.
Right, exactly.
I don't see another job on the immediate horizon.
Right.
It's looking like it'll be a minimum of 6 months out.
Okay.
Okay, so think about that. And look at the unemployment laws before you make any decisions, about which way you're going to go with that. Because, the unemployment benefits aren't being extended like they were, say, 4 or 5 years ago, where you could be on unemployment for 2 years.
Wow.
Okay. So think about that. Because,
all right. Thank you so much.
Just keep looking around, but it looks like 6 to 8 months out.
Oh my God, that's a long time to suffer through this job.
I know. So just create the job that you want. Start writing down all the perfect things, what the job would be, a perfect job, how far to drive, what the pay would be, everything that you can think of that would be perfect, okay? Whatever you leave out will be left out. Once you have everything that you feel like would make the job perfect. And remember, if you put any negative thoughts on there, you'll get whatever the negative thought is. Like, I don't want to wear a mask. Say, I want a job where I can be free of wearing a mask. So any negative things like that, you want to turn it to a positive statement, because the universe doesn't hear don't. They just give you what you say you put on there, okay?
Right.
So
right.
when you have it really clear about what you want, then you are going to rewrite it in when you want to manifest money, green ink, okay? And you rewrite it and burn it, and you keep the master copy, and you do that every day for 30 days, and then you take the master copy, put it in a special place if you have an altar or something like that, and forget about it. And it will manifest, but, and, of course, the more energy you put into it, the faster the manifestation.
Okay, so it could be before 6 months if I do this.
It could be before 6 months if you do this, yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
You're really welcome, appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
I appreciate you calling in, and happy holidays. Good luck.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So that technique works for everything, you guys. So if you're looking to manifest a new job or a new home or something material like that, use the green ink. If you are looking to manifest love in your life, then you want to use red ink. And really the key and the important thing is to remember, if, say, for example, if you want to manifest a relationship, and you want somebody who doesn't smoke, instead of saying, I want somebody who doesn't smoke, you say, I want someone who is a non-smoker. Because the universe doesn't recognize the word don't. It's just going to say, oh, smoke. And they're going to bring you somebody who smokes. Okay, so we're going to the next caller. And so, caller, tell me what you're grateful for, and then give me a specific question. And this is area code 856, last four digits, 6949. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for holding. And tell me, Laura, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful that I'm opening up more spiritually to spirit and signs from spirit.
Great. We always have support, divine support around us. And so many people think, spirit doesn't hear me, spirit doesn't answer. And when in fact, spirit is there. It's giving us messages all the time. It's normally us who aren't seeing the messages. So good for you for opening up and start recognizing the messages that are coming in your life. So tell me, what can I do for you today? How can I help you?
Well, I have two questions. One is more complex and the other is probably simple, I hope.
Okay.
So the first question, I'm on a contract that is ending in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have put in several applications.
Mm-hmm.
There's especially a 2-year contract that I'm interested in. And it's only about 20 minutes away from where I live, so it would be really nice if I could get that one because it's 2 years, and that would give me some nice financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for guidance on where you see I'm going to land my next job and when that's coming. And the other question is I misplaced my flash drive at work, and I was wondering if you can pick up where I put it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Okay. And is this flash drive colored? It has a colored case?
It's white.
Okay. But it's not silver. It's got a color on the case.
Yes, it's white, and it does have a silver band around it, but it's also got a lid on it. It's just a little flash drive.
Right, okay. And it looks like recently where you had a lot of paperwork on your desk that was being shuffled around. Is that right?
Yeah, but I looked in my case, I looked in my purse, and I can't find it.
It looks like it was on the desk. And it looks like in the shuffle of papers, that's where it went missing.
Hmm.
It's not where you think you had it last is what they're saying.
Well, I thought I might have possibly put it in the left-hand drawer of my desk, but I'm not there today. I'm working from home, so
right.
Can they tell me if it's there? Because I'm praying
Still showing me the papers, the paperwork all over the desk. So when you cleaned the desk up, did the paperwork get filed or did they go into the trash?
Some of them went into the trash.
Okay, what they're saying is if you don't find it in the desk where you think you lost it, where you think you last put it, then if the trash is still there, you want to look through the trash because they're saying it's not where you think you left it last.
Okay.
And they keep going back to the papers and the trash can.
Hmm. All right. Darn. Okay.
Okay. So look in the desk first. I'm not seeing it there, but you never know. But it looks like it was caught up in a shuffle of papers.
Okay. I'll have to see if they might have emptied the trash by now.
Yeah, and look through the papers that you put away, too, to make sure somehow, it didn't get mashed up in there, but I don't think so. Okay. And so, good luck. I hope you find it, because there's a lot of information on that drive that you can replace some of it, they're saying. But it would really be a chore to go and try to retrieve the information and, put it back on another drive. It looks like you might not be able to access all the information that you needed on there, or you're not aware of everything that was on there either way. Okay. So as far as the job goes, it looks like there are other people competing for the contract that is 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And it looks like that there's one person that is sort of known by the company. They've either had contracts with them before or they're an insider is what my guides are saying. And it looks like that, it may be shuffled to the insider, the inside deal. Are you also looking at something at about 40, they're saying 42 minutes away?
Yeah, that's a pharmaceutical company. That's about a one-year contract.
Okay, because they're showing me the 42 minutes away. They're really, really specific with time, which is funny because they're not always that specific. It's looking like that's the direction that they're leaning to, that you may be going to, the 42-minute away job, okay? It looks like the 20-minute – don't give up hope on the 20-minute job. You can do things like they're saying you've sent your resume. Have you interviewed?
Well, that's the funny thing. There's a staffing agency there now that has people there in place already,
mm-hmm.
and they had gotten a heads up about this job opening.
Mm-hmm.
So she reached out to me early on in the process, mm-hmm. and she asked me about 3 weeks ago for my schedule when I could do a phone interview. And it seems to have been dragged out all this time. And then
mm-hmm.
she said the hiring manager was on vacation last week. So then yesterday I sent her an email and I said, there's other opportunities that I'm going to have to focus on if I'm not going to hear back. I said, either she's interested in interviewing me or she's not, but I need to know.
Right, right, right. So, that's a charismatic leader.
Yeah, you know, stop dragging your heels and let me get on because I got to focus on landing something and
okay,
I don't
so
want
don't,
them to
right.
think.
All right, so you're doing the right thing and not focusing on letting them hold you up, okay?
Right.
And I agree with letting them know that you're looking elsewhere. Just keep in mind that you want to be careful of your tone and your approach and how you're writing the emails, okay? Because that can be a make it or break it. But again, I really feel like that there's an insider that they're going to slide the job to. But, you know, if it's something that you really want, again, you know, don't give up hope, but really be careful about your approach, okay? But my guys
I check that when people, you know, basically drag me along because I don't like that. I don't appreciate it. You don't get my hopes up and then just drag your heels.
Right.
You're right. I got to watch my tone.
Right. Well, it's to your benefit to do that. And so think about where in your life when you were younger where you dragged along and maybe not appreciated, okay? Because that's where this is coming from. So
that
when
happens
you,
a lot.
Yeah. So but when you, right. So when you can go back and recognize and see where it was that you were dragged along and didn't feel appreciated, and when you can also tap into when you were a kid, if you had a secret place where you liked to go, if you can tap into that secret place energy before you go on interviews or before you send emails, it'll be much more received because when you come from a place of your defense, which is what this is coming from, it's harder for people to accept and hear you.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that'll be helpful for you with all your future things. And if you want to know more about, you know, your profiles, your defenses and so forth, you want to look at it's the book is not out yet, I don't think, for the public, but it's Reese Thomas, and the book is called The Missing Piece. I'm not sure if you can get it on Amazon yet. But if you are interested, you message me on Facebook and I can see if I can get you a copy of the book. And you can find Reese's work on, he's got, you know, videos on YouTube and all kinds of things. So you can find his work if you want to learn more about the secret place and things like that. But I really feel like you have a lot of passion. You need to find a way, you need to find something to champion in your life to channel that passion, okay? Because you have a lot of it, but you don't have a cause.
Yes, that's true. I'm looking for that.
You need to find a cause, okay?
Okay.
And when you can find the cause to channel that anger and that passion and so forth, then, you know, your whole life will sort of smooth out and be happy.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're so
I'll
welcome.
Hook you up on-
All right. That sounds great. And you can find my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. And, you know, I do private sessions by phone as well. And so tell all your friends and tell them to come on over to Facebook and like my page and check out my website and everything.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Laura. It was a pleasure, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. I appreciate the reading. You have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks to you as well. Thank you. Okay, guys, here we are once again out of time. We have 50 seconds left. There was one caller who I didn't get to, so I apologize for not getting to your call. If you call in next week, I promise to take your call first. So message me on Facebook and let me know who you were and the number that you'll be calling in from, and I will take your call first next week, okay? I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you all for joining me in the chat room. The chat room was full of people, and I love you all. Check out my website, Cynthia Fontaine. Like me on Facebook. Have a fabulous, and remember, every day to remember something that you're grateful for.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things are the bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.